One of the many challenges of being a healer in today's world is the constant flow of information that comes at us, whether it's our phones, our computers, the radio, even walking or driving. There's signs, there's sounds, and there's messages from all places. That's not including just the interaction with other people. The challenge here is to always trying to maintain your focus on love, especially when there are a lot of people out there that aren't focused on that particular beautiful, joyous feeling. Now, it's not possible to always stay one line all the time because we are human. We have this inbuilt ability to fluctuate between the emotions, and that's what we're here for. We're here to experience the ups as well as the downs. However, when we're going and doing a healing session, it's so critical that we focus in on that even energy of love. When we do that, we ensure we don't bring the ups and downs with us into a healing session. One of the things that I have noticed myself with my friends who are healers and those who do different types of services with their ethereal gifts is if they don't pull themselves in and let that negativity go, they can actually push that negativity onto their client. And when I say let go in this particular instance, I'm referring to having any negative thoughts or bad thoughts or thoughts that do not align with love, come in, acknowledge those thoughts, go, okay, yep, that's a bad thing, or that's horrible, or what if that happens? Okay, what you do is you let that negativity feed through. You don't hold on to it, right? And then you let it go. And then if it comes back again, you go, okay, yeah, sure, that's really bad. That's horrible. Okay, yeah, what? Oh no, that's going to happen. You would continue to acknowledge it. And what you'll find is it will start to run out of steam, so to speak. And then the negativity in that particular thought or arena will become less and less and less. And then once you sort of empty out your mind of that negativity or that low vibration thinking, then you're in the perfect place to just focus in on love, feel it in your heart, and do that session. If negative thoughts come into our mind and we try and push back on those negative thoughts and we go, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to think about it. What ends up happening is you sort of put up a dam. And that negative thought builds and builds and builds, and it gets stronger, just like water behind a dam wall, stronger and stronger and stronger. Then one day it breaks and then it overwhelms you. So what we do is instead of trying to dam that up, we let it flow. We go, come on. We know you're negative. We know you're low vibration, but I'm going to let you keep on going by. And when you do that, you'll find your power stays right here where it belongs, and its power just goes right down the river. I hope that was helpful for you, sweet souls. Thank you for spreading love and light in this world. Big love to you.